Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness, looking today at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Well, you know, I've shared with you before that the Lord showed me my ministry was to be that of a witness, watching things that happen in the earth, coming and telling His people, you, about them. We have really watched the place of this first item. The headline on Defqa File is, Hezbollah High Up Falls to His Death at Rocket Pad on Israeli Border. The geography of the accident Tuesday, August 26, belied the claims of Israeli ministers and UN officials that Hezbollah's rockets had been pushed back from the Lebanese-Israeli border under the terms of the Resolution 1701 ceasefire, which ended the 2006 Lebanon War. Jamal Amin Salah, 51, a Hezbollah operations executive, stood on a rooftop of a building at the Lebanese Yarun village. Now, if you are watching this on the webcast, we're showing you pictures that we have from our years and years and years of standing on the Israeli border at Misgavam, looking past a little wire fence over into this village of Yarun. In this village, we see houses. When we first started going there, there were still some Lebanese Arabs living in this village that were just civilians, but now it is completely taken over by the Hezbollah. We have stood on this vantage point. We have seen buildings that were there, and then they were not there after the last war. We were told when we went there most recently, a few months ago, that in the houses and behind the houses, there are bunkers in all the hills. The houses back up to the bunkers, and those things are loaded with rockets that the Hezbollah, the Party of God is the way you translate that, they are a terrorist group. They operate out of Lebanon. They are completely supported, millions of dollars each month, by Iran. Now, standing up on one of those houses that you see in the pictures that we're putting up for you on the website, Jamal Amin Salah, 51, a Hezbollah operations executive, stood on the rooftop of a building at the Lebanese Yarun village, less than half a kilometer from the Israeli border. He was discussing with his men how far inside Israeli territory the rockets installed at the launch pads in the village could reach when he fell to his death. You ask, well, how do they know what he was saying? Believe you me, if you'd been going there with us throughout all the years, as we stood up there with Mike Ginsburg, a Jew from New York who was really kind of a Rambo type, really, and had a high position in the north of Israel in security. He told us that they had devices by which, if you were in Damascus, which was like 40 to 50 miles north, they could look, and you were reading a newspaper in your house, they could look over your shoulder at the newspaper and tell which one you're reading. So I'm telling you, folks, this border is so close. We were once there, and it was pointed out to us that the Hezbollah was watching us and had their guns pointed at us. And Randy, who's here doing this webcast today with me, he waved at the guy, and the guy waved back. So it's very, very close. They can hear what was being said. And when this man was up on that housetop, explaining to them how far into Israel the rockets could reach, I'll read you the last line. He was discussing with his men how far inside Israeli territory the rockets installed at the launch pads in the village could reach when he fell to his death. They knew what he was saying. I know some of the guys who were probably listening, and I'm sure that startled them. Defqa File's military sources confirm that not only has Hezbollah returned to its old positions on the Israeli border, contradicting statements by Prime Minister Omer and Defense Minister Barak, but the Iran-backed Shiite terrorists are working feverishly on the construction of a new line of fortified military positions, including rocket launching pads right on top of the Israeli border fence. The defense minister of Israel, a deputy defense minister, Vilnai, told one interviewer that every corner of Israel was now within range of enemy missiles. He reaffirmed that Syrian and Hezbollah arsenals hold tens of thousands of rockets and missiles, which he described as an even greater threat and danger than Iranian missiles. The Israeli army's passivity in trying to enforce that they don't reinstate rockets in that area after the war has left Syria and Hezbollah free to amass tens of thousands of missiles and constantly augment their fortified launching sites in places like Yarun. The 40,000 missiles now in Hezbollah's hands were delivered by ships and trucks across routes starting in Syria and ending in Lebanon. And folks, many of these things are coming from Russia. Remember what the scriptures say, Ezekiel 38 and 39, about Russia. Isn't it good what the scripture also says about Israel, particularly speaking about when God brings them home, Jeremiah 30 and 31. In Jeremiah 31:10, it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock." God scattered them years ago in the Babylonian scattering. He's gathering them back now in the ingathering. But not only will he gather them, he will keep them as a shepherd does his flock. And, of course, Psalm 121:4, "Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." He knew that day when the man fell off the roof, God wasn't asleep. Psalm 83 says that Israel's enemies will want to wipe them off the map until there is not an Israel any longer. And they've literally wiped Israel off the map in eighth grade studies in the Palestinian world. There is a media watch. They call it the Palestinian Media Watch. And they keep an eye over what all the Palestinian and Arab world is saying about Israel. And a Palestinian TV has put forth a map and teachings, "A World Without Israel." They have a new video. You can go online to Arut Sheva and see it, Arutzsheva. They have a little Mickey Mouse character as one of the teacher's aides, and a young girl teaching the class. And it's a new video which shows how the Palestinian Authority TV educates the children regarding the state of Israel. As can be seen in that video, the children are taught to see a world in which the state of Palestine exists and replaces all of Israel. They are told that Palestine is 27,000 square kilometers. Actually, Gaza and the West Bank, the total area is just 6,200 square kilometers, but they're showing Palestine as being every place Israel is. In this history lesson, they say that Haifa, Ashdod, and Eilat are the Palestinian ports, and the Sea of Galilee is a Palestinian lake in the nation of Palestine. So you go on and watch that video, and you can see how they are already, it says in Psalm 83, that they will want to wipe Israel off the map, and you can see that in their classrooms they're already doing so. Another interesting thing in Israel, which proves who it really belongs to, they have found, this is a September the 3rd posting on Defqa File and other places, many people are reporting this, they have found a wall that encircled Jerusalem 2,100 years ago. They uncovered it on Mount Zion. The discovery of large sections of the city's southern wall from the times of the Hasmonean kings is a major contribution to the knowledge of Jerusalem, marking out the city's full extent during its heyday as the thriving center of Jewish pilgrimage from all parts of the ancient world. This wall was knocked down when the Romans razed Jerusalem and the second Jewish temple in the year 70 CE. The sections preserved are about 3 meters high and may prove to be some of the finest and most complex examples of Second Temple architecture to have survived, thereby proving of what the city was like when Jesus walked there. Ike strengthens into extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. Of course, we've just been through Gustav, and now we have Hannah, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm. And right behind Hannah, one they're really watching, Hurricane Ike. What does all this mean? Well, Jesus, in Luke 21, Mark 13, and Matthew 24, prophesied that there would be strange things in the weather before he comes. What do I think this is? I think it's just, even the Bible says that the atmosphere will grow old like a garment, and it will be folded up. Jesus will fold it up. It'll be made new. And so it also speaks of the powers in the heavenlies being shaken. Things are shaken up right now. All over the world, no matter where I go, it seems like they've had the most something, the record. I was watching our rainfall. We got a lot of rainfall here north. Gustav hit Baton Rouge and caused lots of damage there. We were in Baton Rouge, lived there 3 years. But all the way up here to Branson, Missouri, we've been having rain, solid rain. We are more than twice the amount of rain we should have in a year, already in September. On Arut Sheva, they point out that the month of Elul is coming, and it's a time of repentance in preparation for the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, on Arut Sheva's radio program, The Women of Valor, I liked this statement. The lady who teaches the show, the program, has asked the question whether humanity hears God's call to return to Him. God is calling all of humanity to return to Him. We were praying, and if you're not on our mailing list, please go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org, or call us at 1-800-972-3447, or write Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, and hear what God said to us. There is one thing that will save America. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will help the world. It is an awakening to God. And I certainly agree with this Jewish lady. God is calling humanity to turn to Him. This is Billy Brim saying to you today, Shalom, Shalom, from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. If you want to see pictures of what we talked about today, go online to billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and there you can see the village where we've taken every group for years and years and years, and which is in the news because a man predicting Israel's end fell off the roof. Shalom.